All right, on this Tuesday morning, another warm day today. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. President Trump had some important interviews yesterday with four of the prospective Supreme Court justices. Karen Travers is at the White House with ABC News and joins us online. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So big conversations the president had yesterday.
Yeah, the president said he met with four potential candidates to be the next Supreme Court justice. Each got about 45 minutes of the president's time. He described them as outstanding people, really incredible people, he says, academically and in every other way. It's also expected he'll meet with two more potential nominees in the coming days. One of them is Tom Hardiman of the Third Circuit out of Western Pennsylvania. He's a perhaps familiar name because he was the runner-up last year when the president ultimately nominated Neil Gorsuch to the highest court. So out of that list of about half dozen leading contenders, the top tier, two are women. And the president is definitely looking for somebody young, you know, somebody who could be on the court for several decades, really wants to find somebody that can have a lasting impact.
He certainly does seem to enjoy this process of, interviewing, keeping people guessing, making a big deal out of the announcement, which I guess is supposed to happen next Monday. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what the president said. It will be Monday. Not clear yet on the details of when and how he'll do it. But remember, it was a big primetime event last year for Neil Gorsuch. The president likes the moment, you know, the big suspense and drama of it. I wouldn't be surprised if we see something very similar this time. We did not get to see any of the potential nominees come into the White House yesterday. They're doing this all very much, no surprise, behind closed doors.
How certain is it that whoever he ends up nominating will be confirmed by the Senate?
Well, it's a numbers game. I mean, the Republicans have a slim one-seat majority, so if everybody holds rank, they can get it through very narrowly. There are three Democrats who voted for Neil Gorsuch last year. They're all from states the president won big. They're all from states that they're facing a re-election, tough re-election battle in November. So they're going to be under incredible pressure to support the president's nominee, whoever it ends up being. But you're also hearing some Republicans say that Roe v. Wade will be an important factor in their decision of whether to support the nominee or not. Susan Collins said any contender who would say they would overturn that landmark decision would not be acceptable to her.
And it's interesting, the president has said that he is not asking any of the nominees about that, but you can bet that the Senate will, won't they?
Yeah, I would think so. It doesn't mean they're going to answer it, but the White House says the president is not asking about specific cases.
The president also had a phone call yesterday with the new leader of Mexico, didn't he?
He did. He said they talked about trade issues, NAFTA, of course, big contentious issue right now, and the possibility of a bilateral trade agreement between the U.S. and Mexico. He also said they talked about security issues, and then the president said, you know, how tough, how weak the, in his view, the U.S. border laws are. This is a relationship that has been very tense over the past year and a half. The president says he's looking to start a new one with the new president.
Well, we shall see. As the president always says, we'll see what happens.
Thank you.
Karen, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.